Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
There's no shortage of what to see, hear, and do at any time in Nevada, and that's especially true in the summer. Back to talk about a few of the best options for your weekly consideration is KNPR's Mike Privat, who oversees the Arts and Culture Beat for Nevada Public Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Paul.
Juneteenth, the national commemoration of emancipation. That's this Friday, June 19th. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned an early celebration of the holiday that was on June 7th featuring a black opera. Now that the day is here, what's going on?
There are a handful of Juneteenth events happening around Southern Nevada this weekend, and one of them is at the West Las Vegas Library. It's literally called Juneteenth Jazz. And it is headed by a local pianist and composer named Woody Woods. It's not a conventional concert, though. Beyond the musical performance, it also will have interpretive dance performers and some spoken word monologues. And the idea is to tell the story of the Black experience beyond just music. Now, that's on June 18th. And since it's at the library, it is free.
Everyone loves free.
Good, because on Saturday the 20th at Symphony Park in downtown, there's a free 25th annual Juneteenth Festival. That is a community gathering with food, vendors, DJs, all the things you normally see at festivals. And if you walk across the street to Myron's, which is part of the Smith Center, there are also concerts happening at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., and they're led by R&B vocalist Christopher Williams. This is a guy who had some hits during the what they call the New Jack Swing era that I recognize from my childhood, and he is going to be supported by acts Kiss Kiss and Unk and the Nephews.
Also free?
No. However, those performances are only $25, and that money goes to a local nonprofit called Rainbow Dreams Educational Foundation. And they support students from underserved communities who are either going to go to college or they are attending the Rainbow Dreams Charter School in the historic West Side. So cheap, and it's for a good cause.
Definitely sounds like it's worth it. Also coming to Las Vegas is The Dial online magazine. What's The Dial?
The Dial basically is this media website. They hire journalists to write these hyperlocal stories and essays to really sort of establish that the person is from there and get sort of the man on the street account of what's happening in the area. But it covers the entire planet. So this is an outfit that's loaded with international perspective. The Dial just released this book called How We See It. And it takes 12 global journalists and has them examine and write about how their home countries interact with the United States in the age of Donald Trump. Talk about being in the hot seat, textually speaking.
That book could include all 194 countries not named the United States and not be boring, I bet.
Right. And I think Dial editor-in-chief Madeline Schwartz and the managing editor Mara Wilson would agree. Both of those folks will be speaking at a free writer's block event for the book on Monday, June 22nd. That's at the Beverly Theater. Also joining them is the moderator, UNLV journalism lecturer T.R. Witcher, as well as local scholar and writer Ahmed Naji. Naji is a Dial contributor who has previously appeared on this program to talk about his acclaimed book, Rotten Evidence. And he also is never boring.
That sounds like it'll be a good one, and that is all the time we have for this week. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
As a note, the Smith Center and the Beverly Theater are financial supporters of Nevada Public Radio. This is KNPR State of Nevada.